So this is Houston and who? Dallas? Yeah. Because they'll only play like 27 times, right?
Something like
this'll
that.
This'll be a big game.
Well, with the strike shortening, I think it's 22.
Okay, yeah.
Or lockout, excuse me.
Yeah, this'll be a big game. Yeah.
Well, really, I may have missed, but they don't play each other. They both play tonight.
You did say that they both play.
Yeah, they both play tonight. Yeah, Scott was just stretching it into something interesting. Yeah.
Interpolated that meant they would play one another.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Well, however we can color this up,
Stretching it into something interesting. No, we go get there. Anyway, there's a little bit of just the lightest amount of drizzle out there right now.
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of coming in from the northwest. And,
well, that means, is it a cool drizzle?
It's cool. It has its sunglasses on and everything. Ooh, leather jacket.
So anyhow, if you're going up to Booger County, they're getting a drenching of drizzle right now. Drenching of drizzle. That's it. This is very little.
A drizzle drenching?
A drenching of drizzle?
Yeah. Something new. Have you heard Bob say that before? Huh? A drenching of drizzle?
A drizzle drench.
Well, I mean,
your
hey.
Your next challenge is to work in the word convection.
Oh, is that it?
No, I'm just thinking of some sort of heating term. You
sure.
Know. You got time before it gets blistering hot again.
I think we do. This is weird weather, though. I mean, lows are about what the highs had been just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, I think they told us we were going to have a mild winter, but this is pretty darn mild right now.
We don't generally by January, we're starting to look at actually getting freezing temperatures on a regular basis.
Yeah. But we kind of had a spate of it early on.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. We had some, you know, pipes and pets. Advisories, but
pipes, pets, and people.
Yeah. Not many.
No, that's true. But that's fine. So,
poor pipes are just sitting there with those little styrofoam things on them, wanting to see the light of day.
Sweating. But,
yeah, just sweating in there. Yeah.
Ben is here. Why is Ben here? Ben has a meeting at 8 o'clock this morning, I know, but
he does. Huh?
But well, he's way early for it.
I'm not playing your intro because that would startle people.
It would
startle
me this early.
Yeah, I don't think we need to do that.
Yeah, Ben's here.
It's a chamber board meeting today at 8, and, you know, when you're dealing with that crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to do your homework.
You got to wake them up first.
You got to bring your A game, buddy. Uh-huh.
No, you wanted to make sure that the candy people actually showed up. They'd been gone. Allie had been gone for so long, she forgot where she was working.
Look what happened yesterday. I walk in here, and nothing is in there. I mean, there's just, you know, there's board ops standing around looking, you know, hey, what do I do now, sir?
Yeah.
I don't know. Play a record.
Yeah, who knew?
I mean, something by Madonna or Kesha's in there. I know. Just play something.
What's
play
a record, sir?
Yeah. What's a record?
Play a record.
Yeah. Play a 45.
You know, and that's really it. Mm-hmm. There's not a good replacement for, we need to tape that and play it back.
Or capture is all we can usually say.
Now, fire
off a song. I mean, you could say things
record.
Like that.
Let's put it on digital.
Well, see, when I talk about my DVR now, I say I captured a show. I figure that's, you know, as good a term as any.
No, tape is just, it's so
difficult. That sounds very predatory.
I can get away with the whole.
Tape sounds predatory.
No, capture sounds predatory.
Yeah, capture
it does. That's true. Yeah.
It'll never escape.
You know, you walk into a room and say, I captured toddlers and tiaras last night, and you might get arrested.
That's a good point. That's true. Well, anyway, we're so glad you're here this morning.
Every day, I'm glad to be here.
You can join us for the song.
Would you like to do Mation,
good,
Mr. Brown?
Good morning for
you. No, you can do Mation. Yeah,
do Mation?
Yeah. I'll give you Mation.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Info.
Mation.
Hey! Hey, that means he can sit in for Tom and do the sports next time.
I hate this song.
Yeah, okay. Ben, slowly say athlete.
I think I have mentioned it, actually.
Thank you.
We'll get you the roster for Wimbledon before the day is
How long does it run? It's over in just a second. It's not long. The whole thing is maybe like 27 seconds.
And if we don't play it, we get yelled at.
Yeah, we do.
Well, we want to avoid that.
The Hilton College Station requests the honor of your presence at a wedding reception. No bride, no groom, just you and a guest. Sunday, January 29th for a firsthand, up-close and personal look at the College Station Hilton. This free event begins at 2:30 and includes a hotel tour and cocktail reception. And there's door prizes, too. To RSVP for this free event, please visit us on Facebook, Weddings by Hilton College Station, or contact me directly, Ashley Lackey, at 694-4904. The Hilton College Station, your wedding reception headquarters for over 25 years.
It is once again time to go Texan in Brazos County. Kroger, Jack Hilliard Distributing, and Global Entertainment encourage you to go Texan this Saturday, January 21st at the Hilton. Dance to the music of FM 2865 starting at 8 and support the live and silent auctions benefiting the Brazos County youth through educational scholarships. Tickets are available at Baskins, Catalina Hatters, and Cavenders. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support the youth of Brazos County. Remember, Go Texan.
Hey, let's do some birthdays at 6:18.
Do it. And, oh, there we go. Let's do it. On the 17th of January, happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Today is the Betty White birthday. She turns 90 years old today. How about that, Betty White? I think they had a TV special last night, didn't they? Or maybe that's tonight, since it is her birthday. Anyway, she turns 90 years old today.
She did a special appearance at the South Carolina debate. So.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Actor James Earl Jones turns 81 years old today.
And talked. Yeah. Not, you know, not professionally. He's just conversing with people.
There you go. Mari Povich.
Could you imagine just walking through? Would you just say baseball?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Mari Povich is 73 years old. Mr. Connie Chung, TV talk show host. Does he still have a talk show?
Yeah. He's always figuring out who the daddy is.
Yeah. Right. Or who the daddy isn't. Yeah.
Listen to who watches every day. Aw, that's so cute.
It's Muhammad Ali's birthday today. He turned 70 years old today. Muhammad Ali does. Jim Carrey is 50 years old today. That's kind of odd because it also would have been Andy Kaufman's 63rd, and Carrey played Kaufman in the movie. So anyway.
No, he became.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
He really did. And singer Steve Earle turns 57 years
old. Oh, I like him. I really do. I'm glad he's still alive. And he's collecting bets that he is.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Did I say actor Steve Harvey? I don't know if I said that. Anyway, 55. I said Carrey is 50. Actor Naveen Andrews, he was on Lost, is 43 years old. And Kid Rock, the singer, is 41 years old. Oh, and the First Lady of the United States of America, Miss Michelle Obama.
Oh.
Her birthday is today. She turns 48 years old. And Dwayne Wade, the basketball player for the Miami Heat, is 30. That's all I got.
And I'm just wondering. Just wondering.
Yeah.
Yes.
What might be on the birthday menu?
You know, it's a fine question.
At the White House.
Yeah. At Shea Blanco, if we will. Yeah.
Shea Blanco.
Yeah. Anyway.
Tofu cake.
Well, of course, because after all.
We don't want her
contribute
to the obesity problem.
No, not at all. But if it's not fixed just the way she wants it, you know, I don't know.
Think there'll be some conversation?
My thought. And, you know, I could be really wrong. I could be jumping to a major conclusion, painting with a broad brush, so to speak.
Heard what you did there.
Anyway. By the way, scientists have updated a doomsday clock, moving the old ticker 1 minute closer to midnight. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists last updated the clock 2 years ago. In January of 2010, they're telling us like we didn't know when the hell 2 years ago was. But anyway, when we actually gained a minute, now they're taking it back. According to the techie site Slash Gear, we can thank the fallout from the Fukushima plant disaster in Japan and, of course, climate change and a rise in nuclear weapons testing. The doomsday clock created in 1947, supposed to be a symbol of the threat of nuclear war, but it has since come to reflect the dwindling supplies of fossil fuels, the impact of climate change, and other scientific discoveries that could have a serious impact on human life. Originally, the clock was set at 11:53 p.m. Well, they didn't give us much of a chance, did they?
Yeah, really. It's very, very pessimistic clock.
Why couldn't you set it like at 8:15? I mean, give us some time here. Anyway, started at 11:53. Today's setting is 11:58. So,
God, and it's all going to end December 21st anyway.
I know.
Why steal another minute from us?
They're going to be racing. So today, look over your shoulder and be nice to kittens because the doomsday clock is 2 minutes away.
If there's a kitten over your
shoulder,
that's right. National Bank.